Well, hello guys. Now when you get to a certain age, you never know about tomorrow. So I'm gonna make this video trying to help the younger guys. Like I say, I'm, you know, getting on a bit in age. Actually, I am pretty old. Man, I don't mind saying so, but I've had a lot of experience through my life with pheromones. Man, I've learned a couple of things. I didn't get this from the professor or anything, or a study group. This has all been arrived at by practical experience. And it's actually pheromones who have taught me this. We all know pheromones love to talk, don't they? But I generally don't believe anything that comes out of a pheromone's mouth. If you notice, most of the talk is talking is superficial. Nothing of any real value. And they all have double standards. If a pheromone gets divorced from her husband and goes with a younger man very quickly, that's okay. But if a man gets divorced from his pheromone and goes out with a younger pheromone very quickly, that's not okay. You see, they see everything through the pheromone lens. Because in pheromone's world, there's nobody else that exists, really, that is of any importance. Then you see these pheromones, some of them that seem to be on your side. And they're talking as if they kind of understand why men are walking away. But that's just another ploy by the pheromone to get noticed, to get attention. Because everything a pheromone does is to get noticed, to get attention, to get validation. And of course, they've always used lies and deceit. Not just to males, of course, to their pheromone friends as well. We've all seen pheromones backstab each other, haven't we? The bond and friendship that males have with each other is completely alien to pheromones. So you see, because of my age, I've realized that everything that comes out of a pheromone's mouth is generally a lie. I mean, most of them, their whole lives is a lie, a fake persona. Do pheromones have feelings? I don't mean transient ones that we all see. I mean real feelings. Well, some do, but it's very rare. The main feeling they have is basically for themselves, and only for themselves. Of course, a lot of guys are saying, well, that's just the modern pheromones. The modern pheromones aren't so different than the older pheromones. The modern pheromones just feel more comfortable being themselves. I know there's going to be people saying, oh, you've had some bad experiences. I'd like to see the girl who screwed you over. Nobody screwed me over. I just walk around with my eyes open. And of course, I know young men can't help it, because pheromones have something they want. I mean, it's almost as if nature's having a joke. But you can have a far better, successful life, and far more fulfilling life, without being married, or being in a relationship with a pheromone. Because pheromones are the fly in life's ointment. And for those guys who need to be serviced as such, there's always, you can pay for it. Today is the safest way. Because nowadays you can meet a pheromone a couple of times or whatever, and you both sort of get drunk and have sex. And then she can charge you with sexual assault. But the juice ain't worth the squeeze anymore, if it ever was. All pheromones are offering is basically trouble and deceit. They're not offering love. They're offering just sex, sometimes. Oh, I know some guys out there are looking for their partner in life, their soulmate. You generally don't find that in a pheromone, I'm afraid. They're always on the lookout to monkey branch. Pheromones have wants and needs that no mortal man can satisfy. So stop trying and enjoy your life. There was nobody when I was a young man to tell me that. So consequently, I wasted a lot of time on pheromones. And I mean wasted. But I guess I was lucky in a way. I kind of saw pheromones' true nature and their lies and deceit at about, say, 28 years of age. And I've been kind of MGTOW or similar of since then. Doesn't mean I have nothing to do with pheromones, of course. It's just that I understand and know their nature. And I definitely don't trust them at all. Now I'm going to go for a walk. Not in the forest, because there isn't one here. The woods. I may never come back. Take it easy, guys.